Now he says, I'll worship before thy holy temple. And it could be the tabernacle and confess thy name. And when he says here, for thou hast magnified thy word according to all thy name, someone has rendered it like this, and probably a much better translation. Thou hast magnified thy saying according to all thy name. In other words, God's word is back of what he says. God's word is as good as he is because he's back of his word. And that is the thing that you'll recall that you find elsewhere in the scripture. The psalmist has been saying, I'll confess thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth's sake. And thou hast magnified thy saying in accordance with thy name. In other words, he's fulfilled it in such a manner as to bring out all that the name implies. That's a very wonderful statement. Now, as we drop down here to verse 6, you'll notice he says, for Jehovah is high and regardeth the humble, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Jehovah is high. He is over all, yet he'll condescend to the lowly, and he regardeth the humble. What a wonderful picture this is, and there's so much said in the Word of God about the fact that God regards the humble. Humility is really something that God regards, and proud man today just doesn't seem to be an expert at displaying humility. James, that practical writer in James 4:6 said, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. And we're told in Scripture, humble yourself, therefore, under the awful hand of God. This is something, as you can see, that God takes note of and something that God recognizes. There's a great deal in the Word of God that is said about this matter of humility. Over in the 131st Psalm, you remember, this is the thing that David said, Jehovah, my heart is not haughty, mine eyes are not lofty. David took an humble place. And you find in Psalm 138:6 that we've had here, though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. And then we have this in Isaiah 57:15, and I'm reading, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that's of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And then again in Isaiah 66, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit and trembleth at my word. And then Peter in 1 Peter 5:5 said, be clothed with humility, for God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And again in 1 Peter 3:4, he says, a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. All of these very wonderful scriptures reveal the fact how God regards humility, and we have that mentioned here in this psalm. Now it closes on this note, verse 8, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. And that's the Old Testament way of saying Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.